You should really probably stop playing video games now. We have to do an interview in 20 minutes.
Who's it with?
M4W, dude. I told you to plan for this.
Yeah, I
Do you
got.
have no questions?
Well, no, I don't.
Do you even know who's in the group?
Well, no, I figured they would probably tell me when they got here
Yeah,
who they are.
it's Joe, Casey, and Jordan.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything to me yet.
Do you even know how many girls there are?
Well, you
Because
just
you get
named.
nervous around girls. You have to, like, prep for this.
I thought maybe just by not thinking about it, I wouldn't get all psyched out like I normally do. You know, I thought maybe this would be actually better to just kind of wing it.
Really? You thought that you winging it is a good idea.
You think winging this improvised podcast is a bad idea?
Hi, I'm Philip.
I'm Matt.
First, we'll have a little chat.
Then put on our improvised.
Now it's time for Next at Bat!
You're listening to Next at Bat, a podcast devoted primarily to improvisation, where Philip Simondette, the creator of the podcast, and myself, Matt McLeod, the host, interview and then perform with local Minneapolis and St. Paul-based improvisers and other artists. Improvisation is the art of making stuff up. Nothing is scripted. Nothing in improv has been performed before or will be performed again. Short-form improv is game-based and has been popularized by shows like Whose Line Is It Anyway? Long-form improv is story-based, like a play without a script, and this is the type of improv we will perform on this show. After a short interview, our guests will join us for our version of what is known as The Bat, a forum created by Joe Bill, co-founder of the Annoyance Theater. Traditionally, The Bat is a specific form that is performed in front of a live audience, but with the lights out, to simulate a radio broadcast. There will be several scenes in our bat, with little or no indication of a new scene occurring, though sound effects and human-made music are often used. Without further ado, let me present Next at Bat with Matt and Philip. Welcome to Next at Bat. I'm Matt McLeod.
And I am Philip Simondette.
And this week we're here with M4W. Joe Halverson, Casey Haag, and Jordan Boehner are with us.
Hi.
They should probably all say their names so that they can associate the name with the voice.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There you go.
Mine will be really hard.
Wait, is this? Are we going to cut this or no?
No,
let's
we're
not
going.
We'll keep it.
Just, I haven't said anything yet.
That's
well,
true.
You just did.
Say okay. Your name.
I'm surprised you didn't say Chicago first.
We'll get to that.
My name is Joe Halverson.
I am Casey Haag.
I am Jordan Boehner.
And you are
M4W.
Who is W and who is four?
Oh. I used to be four. We used to do a little gimmick at the top
awful.
Of our set, but we stopped.
Did you really?
Yes,
yeah.
We'd be like, "Hey, everybody!" And we'd do the M, and then someone would do the four, and
we were like, "Oh yeah, no, everyone will start doing
this." This is going to be a thing. This is going to be, and everyone just stare at us blankly.
I'm always surprised at how many people don't know what M4W stands for.
Yeah.
What does it stand for?
It means man for woman. It's from personal ads.
Right.
On
from yonder.
So your group does misconnections,
yeah.
and could you explain what your thing is for your improv group?
Yeah. is it cool if we start from kind of the formation of
that'd be
of
great.
The group and talk
yeah.
about it? So I was in a group with my friend Kyle, who is from Chicago. I don't know if you guys are familiar with
Where
Chicago.
Is that?
It's slightly south of here. It's a big improv scene. Big improv scene in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Wisconsin.
Slightly south.
No, it's a little bit better than Wisconsin. But okay, you guys get it. You guys get it. So we had a show last year. It was a short run in at Huge. And after that was done, I really wanted to... I think the good thing about the show that I had with Kyle was that it was really about making clear connections, like fun connections, like friends and relationships and that sort of thing. And I really feel comfortable in that. And I wanted to find folks who are also very good and comfortable at that. And I met Casey and our level four class at Huge, and she was a peach and fantastic at just like creating really awesome relationships really quickly. And Joe took care of all of our tech for me and Kyle's show, so that's how I met him. But then I saw him do a scene in the first class of level three, and he was in a scene in which he was on a pirate ship, and he was with two other people, and I will not say those people's names. who made really odd choices and it was kind of spiraling out of control, but he was able to make really clear connections to these people and, like, turn a scene from being just this weird thing into something that was really, like, heartfelt and fun. And so I was like, oh, okay, I want him.
How did you do that?
How did I do yes. that in that scene?
Because that's so hard. That's a problem that comes up all the time. How did you make it work?
That's a good question. I generally try to, no matter what happens in a scene, steer it in a more, steer it in a direction where there are those connections between people. So even if somebody's making a bizarre choice, I still want to make it real between the two characters. In that scene, I was the captain, and the first mate was, like, swabbing the deck with an octopus or something like that.
Obviously.
And then I just, I yes-ended it and made it a natural part of the running and the operations of the ship, I suppose.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I do my improv. I always try to be very earnest. Is that how
earnest?
Earnest. I never know.
Yeah,
the importance of being earnest.
You can be earnest. Do you think that idea is the crux of what makes your group work so well?
Yes, definitely.
So. Yeah,
that's like the most common compliment that I hear about our show.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think that's how we got to the formation of the idea of M4W was we originally had an idea of doing four people and we were going to do something that was about couples, but Katie couldn't do it, and we kind of went back and forth on whether that was the right kind of form for us. So we started thinking, and we got together like several weeks and kind of brainstormed what the form could be. And we ended up, I don't know who suggested it, but someone ended up suggesting the idea of like talking about Craigslist connections.
Joe did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me, Jordan. You only had two choices to do. It wasn't you.
Well, I mean, I don't want to attribute anything to one particular person. This is kind of a group effort, but that's fine. That's fine, too. Joe came up with this brilliant idea of looking at Craigslist connections because they're just so visceral and raw. And, I mean, some of the things that people say in these, because it's anonymous, that they just pour their heart out. And we started reading through some of these, and it was just like, there's so much to work
it's
with.
It's gold.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gold.
And so we just started trying it, and, you know, I talked about why Joe worked so well, I think, but the reason that I think Casey worked so well when we were doing our class is we had a scene where we were doing we were newlyweds, and it was in the future, and there was a room that had all of these robot components to it, and every time we tried to keep, like, getting intimate and, like enjoying our honeymoon, some portion of the robot room would come to life and we would both get very angry and try to stop it, but there was like such love there, you know, like there was a lot of aggression towards like these outer forces, but there was so much love there. I was like, oh yeah. So I think there was all these like weird things that all of us had that the misconnections are so screwed up and weird that we're still able to take all that weird stuff and make it hopefully something that the audience feels is real.
Sure. Yeah. How do you feel like your show has evolved over the course of approximately, what, 7 months, 8 months that you guys have been together?
Yeah.
Well, in the beginning, we kind of, we started out without ever really performing together. I mean, you two were in classes together, but I wasn't. And then it was just amazing that we clicked so well right away. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's attributable to Jordan's excellent judge of character. And
it's a group thing, guys.
I mean, so we got the idea, and then we practiced a few times. We didn't get a coach.
Nope.
We just kind of went at it, and then got on stage, and the first shows were all right, but we kept trying new things and trying to challenge ourselves with forms of our own devising. I think, what did we try to do? Like, A, B,
yeah, Casey,
B,
do you want to talk about
A?
That?
Well, we would do, like, okay, guys. Well, I always start it by saying, you guys, let's have fun tonight. Let's just have fun. And then...
As opposed to the alternative.
Right.
Let's just make this work.
I don't know, I always
have
this...
miserable time.
Right. I always just have this urge that I always want to say that, just in case everyone, like, forgot that... Like, we don't have to take it so seriously.
Let's all breathe
fun.
Tonight, guys.
Right, let's just breathe. Yeah. Right. And then we tried, like, we realized that as with any structure, you need structure. Like, sure, we're doing a montage, but a montage is only really fun for an audience to watch if there is a little bit of structure, if there is some gratification at the end. Mm-hmm. So we started doing, like AA, BA, CD, AA.
So just something simple.
Something very simple.
It's like a code you would enter into your like NES game.
Yeah, you get unlimited lives.
Basically, you were trying to make a sonnet.
Right.
You almost invented the Konami code structure.
But it helped us to like, if nothing else, I think even if we didn't follow that at all, it helped us to remember that if our A scene is not going anywhere, that it's totally okay for us to totally swipe it, start new with something new, and it doesn't have to connect. And I think that really helped us to move on. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's interesting because sometimes our scenes are not super funny,
mm-hmm.
But it's been really awesome to have audiences who are like, we're okay with that. Like, we'll go with you here. Like, we, as long as we kept our integrity of that, we're not doing the like improv wink, like it's okay guys, we're, you know,
we're just performing,
right? Yeah. It's like, no, we're really these people, and if it's gonna go somewhere sad, or because we're dealing with relationships, so sometimes it does, or really awkward, like what I love is that we always come from a real base. So we're never, I don't know, there's been a lot of talk recently in the community about triggers with audience members and things like that. I might be going on a crazy tangent right now, you guys.
No, this sounds good. No.
But worrying about offending your audience.
Oh.
And for me personally, I've never worried about that because I've never come at it from a place of ill will.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can't even start thinking about triggers because a cat could be a trigger. And, you know, and it's the audience's responsibility to handle their own issues. They may talk to you afterwards about it. But one thing I never worry about with our group is having an ill will or making fun or having an I don't know, like,
although there was a long time where we ganged up on Jordan. There were like three shows in a row where Jordan just played these meek characters and we berated him.
Well, we do.
I felt really bad about it though.
We do fall into stock characters, like it's funny because he'll always play a dad and I'll always play like an awkward fill in the blank.
So you play a Casey.
Yeah, I play a Casey. Yeah. And then and it is hard because there's two guys and a girl, and it's three people, so it is hard to then mix it up. Like, I feel like in the beginning it was a lot of, like, me and Jordan, and then me and Joe, and now there's a lot more of Joe and Jordan scenes, which are fantastic, and three-person scenes, too.
Yeah. I think a big thing, too, with us is that I think we all tend to default to low-status characters.
Okay.
I think we're all kind of comfortable with that starting off, but all of us being kind of forced to be together and knowing that we can't have a scene where everyone's low status characters all the time, that we all have to kind of force ourselves sometimes to be that opposite of what we normally be. And it ends up being really fun because you just don't normally do that. So it's like,
pushes you, stretches you. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
There are a couple of points in it I'd like to talk about. One, getting back to that triggers point, going off of that, do you think it is the responsibility of the artist to take care of that? I'm not so sure I do. Like, I think that if you're coming from a place of honesty, you've done your job. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I definitely agree that it is the responsibility of the artist, but to a limit. As long as it's always being handled honestly and not going for a cheap laugh, I think that you can do anything that you want on the improv stage. If you're trying to make something funny through callousness or just mean-spiritedness, then that has no business on the stage, and in my opinion, you shouldn't be on the improv stage.
Well, and I think you have a responsibility to own what you've done. Whether, you know, I think you, as a team, like, if they did something that was like, that made me feel really uncomfortable. That's my responsibility to talk about it and to say why. But yeah, I think it's the audience and the artist's responsibilities to take care of themselves, because there's a lot of mental illness and things like that. And I think people who are coming to a theater, especially improv theater, maybe they have absolutely no idea. They got the group on and they're like, I don't know what this is. But most of the time, if someone's coming to a... And they explain it. But yeah, as long as you're coming from...
Yeah.
I can't stand being on stage with someone who's like just doing stuff for laughs, whether talking about triggers or not. You're just being an asshole.
And the audience, I think the audience recognizes when, if you, like, for example, say your character is racist, like really brutally racist. I think the audience knows when that you're using that as a way to propel the scene because you have nothing built and established and structured there. And they can see that versus there's a character who that makes sense that that's who, what defines them, that that's part of them. And you can kind of see the... both the goodness and the badness of that character. Yeah, there's this horrible aspect to them, but there's more to people and there's more to characters than just one thing, you know?
Whether it's earned or not.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the audience can clearly identify that, and they're more willing to allow those kind of things that are controversial to go, you know, go to the wayside and, you know, be fine by them, as long as it's really, like you said, originally coming from truth.
And another point, completely different. I've seen you guys several times over the course of your run, and I feel like you've gotten much, like, the trust level between the three of you has just increased incredibly over the course of what you guys have been doing, to the point now where you will throw each other into situations that you didn't used to do. And like some people would call it pimping, but it's not, like, because you seem to trust each other implicitly at this point, and you know that you're never going to put each other in a bad situation, which makes watching the show so enjoyable now. Do you feel that when you're on stage?
Yeah, and I think pimping is just fine, especially when it comes from a group of where you trust. Because I think pimping can be really fun to watch. I enjoy when I'm, like, split at things, for instance. They pimp each other all the time.
Sure.
But you know that they're doing it from a place of love, and you know that they know that the other person can handle it.
Yeah.
So I think that's really fun.
Yeah, I personally, before I even knew what pimping was, I pimped. I just never considered it a negative thing, because... to me, that's what improv is. That was always what a gift meant to me. But then it had this... It suddenly became pimping. I always heard it as gifting. Like a negative connotation?
Sure.
And I guess it makes sense forcing something on somebody that would make them uncomfortable. I see that as pimping. But not just like saying, "Hi, Dr. George." I mean, I've heard something as simple as that called pimping. And it's like, no, that's like... That's a basic...
That's a gift.
Yeah, that's a gift.
Yeah,
you're giving them a character.
Yeah,
maybe they didn't want that character when they entered the scene, but
I think some of the greatest stuff that happens on stage comes from the, like, the somewhat of the uncomfortableness of sometimes pimping. You know, like getting that gift, getting that, and then having to truthfully react to that.
Have to reckon with it.
And potentially incorporate any of those original ideas or anything else into that character, or drop it and have to just react. And I think it. I think it just comes with being around enough people for long enough and getting used to it. But I think it's a super fun thing.
All right, last line of questioning, and then we'll move on to maybe having some fun together.
Are we going to get the bear footstool?
So you guys have an upcoming run on Huge Wednesdays, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you're moving to Fridays. Yeah. Graduating to the big time.
Yeah.
That's in March, you guys said?
Yeah.
So could you talk about your upcoming schedule a little bit, and then when you do move to Fridays, you're also moving to an hour slot, am I correct?
Yeah, about 45 minutes.
So,
yeah.
So that's about twice what your normal length is.
Right.
Can you talk about what you're going to do with the new time, and is it going to be like one like contiguous span, or are you going to break it up into two different runs? Are we going to see two different misconnections, or are you going to do one, or have you talked about that?
I think
our plan is to just increase the silence between everything and just
make it
like,
more awkward
and do a lot more blank stage.
Yeah, I was thinking that we would just stand and stare at the audience for a good 5 minutes and wait for them to move.
Yeah.
You know? Stand back.
That's like slow motion. What we're really going to do.
Oh.
I know. And Huge Theater is trying to make this more prominent.
Yeah.
Is coaches. So we've hired. We've acquired Butch.
Like a Pokemon?
Yeah.
I choose you, Butch Roy.
Yeah. So we've asked him, and we're going to do some rehearsals before February to have a fresh eye on how we can, because 25 more minutes is a lot, and you know, some nights if you're not having a great show, it can feel like a lifetime. So, and we really want to make a great impression because we're going to have a whole new audience. I feel like we've done a really great job, and we've had a pretty good fan base for Wednesday nights, and so Butch is going to really come in and hopefully help us to help us what form we want to do. Do we want to do two Craigslist misconnections, or how do we take that A scene and explore it further? Because I think that's really where we're probably going to go.
Yeah.
Is to dive deeper into the stories.
That would be my preference. So
yeah.
I would love to.
Because that's, really, I think, what the audience would want to see, too.
Yeah, I would love to really complete the misconnection. Like, you have this, you have this beginning where it's just, you don't know what's going to happen. You read a misconnection, it's like, oh, is she going to respond? Is he going to respond? Are they going to get together? What's going to happen? And you don't hear about it.
Yeah.
Although there are some weirdos who just, like, have conversations back and forth on misconnection.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's just that's what I love.
You got to raise hands here.
That's how Matt met his wife that way.
Yeah. What?
Really?
No.
Oh
my God.
Oh, you're gonna
feel
bad.
I was not judging at all in my head.
Why am I so gullible today?
We all hook, lined, and singered that one.
So yeah, you just have, there's so much potential in a misconnection too.
Yeah.
And it's just so unfulfilling to read them. Like,
yeah.
I want to know if somebody responded to this person.
So really, we just want to satisfy our audience. So.
And it sounds like yourselves.
And ourselves.
We do have some red light specials.
I think to build on that, I think it's not only knowing about what happens to these people who are part of this misconnection, but like, who the hell are these people? Like, who would be this woman who has a dragon tattoo on her, you know, ankle, who hangs out at Panera Bread every Wednesday? You know, like, who is this? And, you know, I think to extend out those, it's like, how do we explore the lives of these people beyond just this relationship into their relationships outward? You know, like, their family and their friends and this, you know, like, almost building out who these two people are. Mm-hmm. And that might be something that we pursue, but that could be another way we can spiderweb it.
And also going into the pasts of the people, what leads them to post on Misconnection instead of
talking
to somebody? Like,
right.
What
get
happened
that dragon tattoo.
That
why the fuck would
so
they
shy?
Think that that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Everybody should have a dragon tattoo.
So we don't know for sure what we're going to do, but
We're going to work with Butch and figure it out.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
Everyone should, if they're feeling stuck, get a coach.
And maybe Butch.
And
or any of the other lovely coaches in
whoever they are, but Butches.
Well, thank you, M4W. We look forward to doing a bat with you.
All right, sweet.
Next at bat.
Shh, 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 shh. Look into my watch, Mrs. Wilkinson. Your eyes are getting very, very heavy.
Mom, what's happening to you?
Don't worry, Stephen.
I'm just putting your mother into a trance.
We came over for some eggs, but Frank here saw something twinkle in my eye. He wants to figure it out.
Mother, your eyes are getting super big.
Shh, go play your Nintendo.
Okay.
I'm just hypnotizing your mother. Go play. Look into my watch.
How long does it take to get hypnotized?
Several hours. Are you feeling anything yet? Okay, I lied. This is just my way of trying to talk to you. I know Mr. Wilkinson has been gone for a while, though.
Yes, he's been gone for 5 years. So am I hypnotized right now?
Only with love.
I kind of feel like I'd do anything you said for me to do.
Mom, I'm sorry. I didn't obey you. I didn't go play Nintendo. I looked things up instead.
What did you look up?
I found out that when pupils get dilated like that, that means that people are sexually aroused.
You're a bright, young, little lady.
Easy. Honey, I really don't like that you know the word arousal or sex.
I'm sorry, I just read it. I don't really know what it means.
Can we put that in your little memory bank and just lock it up? Can you just swallow that memory?
Do you want me to take a forget pill?
Yes. Could you crush it up into some applesauce? I need you to have a little bit of fruit today.
I can do that.
Perfect.
I was just trying to help because I was worried about you, Mom.
Thank you so much. Don't Google anything your mother does again, okay?
Okay, I won't.
I really appreciate you coming to talk to me. I've been really sad lately, and I really need a friend, so...
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. It's pretty cold out here. I don't know why we didn't meet in somewhere warmer. Would have appreciated a little fireplace or something. Woohoo!
Well, it's just that the indoors lately have just been making me so sad. I feel like...
Is it the creaky wood? I hear that creaky wood makes people sad.
It's part of it. It's just kind of like... I feel like I'm... just being trapped all the time in my house now, and I just...
Wait, did you hear? I heard some creaking wood. Is it following you?
God, I hope not. I really thought I could get away by just going outside, but... Mr. Wilson, I don't know what else to do.
Well, you gotta take your axe, and you gotta hack up all that beautiful built-in furniture and wood in your house. That's what I did. Exercise those demons right out of my home.
Cut to that.
Come back.
It was really therapeutic.
I'm sure it was, but my wife really loves the built-in cabinets and the woodwork, and that's why we bought the house, so...
Now, I'm not going to suggest this. I'm just going to implant a little idea into your head... Through association, okay?
Are you talking like hypnotism almost?
Not hypnotism, just a little word association, okay? So you got demonic wood, right?
I think so.
You have demonic wife. You get rid of demonic wood with an axe.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Huh.
You think Kathy's a demon?
Oh, I didn't say anything like that.
Oh, did I just associate that?
Apparently, yeah. I wasn't even going there. That's an interesting conclusion you drew, though.
It's so clear now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and if you hack up all those wooden pieces, you can just burn them and we can enjoy the massive bonfire.
I don't think that's going to be right necessary, now. Mr. Wilson. I don't think the wood is the problem.
Oh? What do you think the problem is?
I think I need to hack up my wife.
Well, I didn't hear that. I didn't hear
you
it.
You didn't hear anything, Mr. Wilson.
Are you coming to dinner or what?
Kathy, I was just talking to Mr. Wilson.
Hey, have a nice...
Dinner's getting cold, you ass!
Hey, have a nice evening, Steve. I'm just gonna head back home.
Thanks for chatting, Mr. Wilson.
What did I say about talking to people?
You said never to do it, and I...
Dinner's ready. It'd be nice if you'd come in now.
Do you like what I'm wearing?
Oh... Honey, you look so... Oh my God, what happened to your feet?
Do you like what I'm wearing?
I do, but... Oh my God, did you get your hand caught in a farm machinery accident?
No, it was just what God gave me when I was born.
But I have never noticed this before. How have I never noticed this? I'm your mother.
Hey, babe, you like what I'm wearing?
I do, but... Oh my God, your eyes, they're gone.
Yeah.
What has happened to my family?
I think the question is, what's happened to you?
You've changed.
What do you mean?
You've changed by not changing.
But all I've done is just made dinner. I have turkey.
Turkey?
Yes.
Turkey?
Yes, it's a turkey dinner. It's for family.
How dare you, Mom?
What?
How dare you?
But it's what you guys wanted. I told you this morning. I killed the turkey myself.
I said we wanted tofu meatloaf with quinoa stuffed in it.
What are you saying? Are you saying that I didn't pay attention?
I told you I wanted a trout.
From Stream.
Yeah, we wanted kinky loaf tofu bird.
Where did you hear turkey, Mom?
Unbelievable.
Look at my hand.
But
look at my hand, Mom.
It's horrific. How have I not seen this before? And what happened to your feet, Donald?
Boating accident.
Boating accident? But
I
when?
I think he said boning accident.
Dad, that's
gross. Or did
gross.
I mistake?
Dad, don't.
I did it. I said boating. I was boating.
I can't understand. You have to enunciate more clearly.
I hate you, Dad!
But I'm not understanding. How have I not noticed any of this?
Your eyes are dilated, Mom.
What? What does that mean?
Well, I don't want to say.
I couldn't see that. I
say
didn't know.
It.
You're sexually aroused, Mom.
You're sexually aroused,
what?
Mom.
No.
Yes.
No.
Maybe you've never been before. I don't
That's
know.
That's Dad's fault.
So maybe now you're just seeing things through clearer eyes because they're bigger.
John?
Maybe before you couldn't see my mangled hand and you forgot that you were driving the boat that ran.
Damn it, Bryce, shut up. John? You don't put that on me. I have never sexually aroused your mother. Never.
That's my point, exactly.
It's true. It's true.
So did the turkey sexually arouse you, Mom? I don't really want to know, but...
Yes, it was the killing of the turkey.
Sometimes I wish I had a different family.
Sometimes when I kill squirrels, I get sexually aroused.
Panoramic views, honey. Oh, come out to the terrace.
What? What?
Come out to the terrace, sweetheart.
What? I can't hear you.
Oh, you just missed a hawk.
I missed a what?
You're
I'm coming out there. I can't hear you in here.
Whoa.
Sweetheart, you're kind of ruining the romance.
What? What
come
are you
here, look.
I'm here.
I can't.
God, it's awful out here.
Look at all the wildlife.
They're disgusting. That one's huge. Oh my. Why would we ever come out here?
Wisconsin's beautiful this time of year.
How do you stand all these filthy birds?
Maybe I thought you'd like to come out to nature and just connect with our roots, you know? We're human beings.
Yeah, we're human beings. Our natural habitat is in house. The birds are pecking in my hair.
That means that they are accepting into their bird culture.
I don't want to be part of their filthy culture. They're gonna give us diseases.
They're puking into your mouth because they... Oh, look at that bear. Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's a big bear. It's a big, filthy bear. Why is it rubbing its butt on the car?
It's saying that it's accepting the car into its bear culture.
I don't want to be part of the bear culture either. Tommy, this is the worst honeymoon that I've ever imagined.
Sometimes I feel like I don't know what you like.
I don't think you do. I can't believe you would take me to Wisconsin's nature. You don't know me at all. I'm a city girl. Madison. It's where I belong, not out here with the filthy animals.
Hey, yeah, you a buddy. I hate you too. Hey, you're not even speaking English! Shut your mouth!
Both of you, move your cars!
Excuse me?
Move your car!
Move where? There's line to line, back to back, bumper to bumper traffic!
Just drive!
Hey, don't you laugh at me! Don't you laugh at me!
Excuse me, sir! I couldn't help but notice all of your beautiful accents. I have to ask, where are you from?
I was raised in Russia by Italian parents.
I knew it.
We adopted Kenyans.
Oh, I did hear that hint of Kenyan.
Why are you talking between your cars? Just drive!
Yeah, mind your own business!
There's nowhere to go! There's nowhere to go!
Look, I'm starting up a school for language illiterate children.
Are you polydialectal?
Oh my god.
Hey, you son of a bitch, I don't need my windows washed. Get out of here.
But I need to make a dime, and I need somewhere where I can learn how to handle my polydialectalness.
Oh my god, are
I'm sorry,
no,
sir.
I have been searching for this creature forever. You, let me guess, a little bit of Scottish.
Yeah.
Married to an Icelandic woman who also mated with...
A deep southerner.
Oh my god, 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 oh my god.
The white whale.
Who?
So what, am I out? I don't get the job anymore?
No, you're still in. But he will be our leader of my school.
You're a white whale.
I wish my mind would turn off.
Oh, there's no turning off of mine.
Tell me about it.
What sort of accent does your mind have?
It's quiet and peaceful.
It's like a prairie mixed with an Amazon. Mixed with a little bit of jungle.
And blooming heather?
Yes.
Well, the traffic's opened up. I'm going to get out of here.
No, please. Please don't go, sir.
Drive your cars. Go. Okay, get out of here.
Hey, go back to Boston, you
idiot. Drive your car.
I'll find you. I'll find you.
Oh, sweetheart, we're late. The alarm didn't... Oh, God. Get out of bed.
What?
You're going to miss your interview.
Oh, I'm up.
What?
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 I'm up. What?
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 What? Jimmy, why are you in bed with us?
Can you turn off the alarm?
You told
Bobby, us... Tim, why are you in bed too?
You told us all to come to bed with you last night. I thought it was weird.
Yeah. Can I sleep on the end next time? I hate being in the middle where you can't breathe and you can't move. And you can't get your feet out of the comforter.
It's my
Did you stop. Kids change the alarm again? Oh.
It's my fit. I rewired it.
That's brilliant, actually. I'm kind of proud of you.
Yeah.
Sweetheart, don't encourage them.
Really smart.
No, Dad, look. Look outside. You're not late. It's the past.
Wow.
What?
It's the past.
I recognize this. This is yesterday.
Yeah,
look at outside.
This is weird. This is totally yesterday.
Oh.
Okay. Look at the way the sun's shining on that building. It's yesterday.
It's very pretty.
Does this mean I'm going to pee my pants again today?
But yes. Wait, there's
sure
a terrible...
is. Why do you think I did it?
Damn it.
All right, guys. Well, all right. Let's just decide on something, okay?
Swear jar.
Since we're in the past, listen to your father, okay? Shut up.
Hey, since don't tell the kids to shut up.
You shut
just
up
say...
now. You
okay.
shut up.
You put me in my place. All
you
right.
shut up.
Okay.
Since we're in the past, but we have to do exactly the same thing that I did last week.
But we're
yesterday.
But it's only yesterday.
We're not
yet.
Doing it.
What?
I woke
what we
up
did
feeling
last week yesterday?
Dad didn't yell at us yesterday.
He didn't yell at us.
Oh,
and
oh God.
Like, there's a terrible thunderstorm tonight, and then that's what made everybody sleep in the bed and made you rewire the clock, and it's all just going to happen again.
No, it's
again.
Not, because Dad yelled at us now.
Now he's turned. He's made the waves.
Oh, he's the butterfly effect.
Maybe if I'm really yeah, nice to you kids for just
sure.
a short period of time, it'll balance itself out.
That's never happened
good
ever.
Luck.
Yeah,
I
you're
appreciate
a terrible father.
Dad, remember when
shut
I
shut up?
Okay, you put me in my place.
Dad,
okay.
Remember when I asked you to help me make my Pinewood Derby racer?
Yeah, and I was
then
busy
you,
drinking.
Yeah, and then you just threw the block of wood at my face.
I taught you an important lesson: self-reliance.
I lost. I lost bad.
Dad. I peed my pants 3 hours early.
Oh, God, that's why the bed is wet.
Dad, you threw a block of wood at her face.
She needs to be taught self-reliance.
I need to be taught self-reliance.
You definitely have a concussion, I think. I saw it in the football.
I learned.
What day is it?
Yesterday.
And that's our show. Thank you very much for listening. Before we go, we'd like to give our guests a chance to promote what they are doing. So, Joe Halverson, would you like to start?
Yeah, sure. March and April at Huge Theater, we have Mount Rushmore going up. That'll be for Huge Wednesdays. It starts at 8 o'clock. Tentatively, May and June, I'll be in Press Start, which is a video game-based adventure. We get a classic video game that doesn't really have a story, and we make the story for it, and it's pretty fun. And that's it, yeah, for me.
Hmm. I'm in the score right now, which is Friday nights, January and February at Huge, 9:30. And then I will be in a few Improv-a-Go-Go's on Sunday night with my group Shadow Bunny. I think that's it. Yeah, and then I'm forgetting.
And I'm also in the score on Fridays, or in January and February, and M4W in Wednesdays in February, and Fridays in March.
Yeah.
Yay!
And M4W also has a Facebook page, and we also have a website where we do advice. We have an advice column, so feel free to...
And
Is it good advice?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. There's like three up there right now, so feel free to check it out.
You can email us at
improv@gmail.com
with your questions, and somebody... we'll answer them.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fantastic.
So it won't be a missed connection.
If you want it to be.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Just got meta.
You can see me at the Friday night stage match at Brave New Workshops on Fridays for the next couple months. Look for me on YouTube, too. Matt and I are going to probably start a Gmail and a Facebook for this Next at Bat thing, but we're working on it.
And I will be up at Improv-A-Go-Go at the end of March with Cubicle. And I'm currently doing Friday Night Stage Match and will be doing a night out with Joe coming up.
I forgot about that
one. Yeah, sometime in spring. We don't have dates set yet, but on Huge Wednesdays. So that will be coming up soon. So thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much for M4W for being our very first guest. You guys were great.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And have a good day, listeners.
Next up, Bats!